请他站起来，有些人可能不认识他。
Welcome，
欢迎你。
Welcome。
第二件事情，因为我等一下讲道完之后马上要离开。
Secondly, Reverend Mao will have to leave right after the message.
因为我还有一个工作今天会结束。
Because he's helping out in another church today.
所以如果没有办法在那边跟我们一握手来问安的时候，请大家包涵。
So you will not be able to stand at the door to greet you afterwards.
下礼拜你们就会握到我那寒冷的小手。
Next week you will have the opportunity to hold his cold hand.
好，我们现在我们今天早上我们要借着出埃及记第十八章十三到二十六节来思想同当此任。
Today we'll study the Exodus 18:13-26 and use this passage to meditate on the message of bearing the burden together.
底下我们一起来看一下今天的经文。
Let's take a look at our passage today. 曹立群。曹立群帮我们按一下。
OK， 我们要看的出埃及记十八章开始。那我要练中文的，请练中文的弟兄姐妹给我练中文，练英文跟那个James 练英文。
We'll read it once together, first in Chinese and then in English.
出埃及记十八章十三节，第二天摩西坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右。
十三节，
你只有十四节？没有，我从十三节开始。
请找一下有没有十三节？曹立群没有 ，OK
OK。好，那就从十四节开始，没关系。
我们从十四节开始。
哦，好。摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的一切事，就说：“你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着？”众百姓从早到晚都站在你的左右呢。
Verse 14, when his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning until evening?
摩西对岳父说，这是因我这里来求问上帝，他们有事的时候就到我这里来。我便在两造之间施行审判，我又叫他们知道上帝的律例和法度。
Let's read together 15. Moses answered him, Because the people come to me to see God's will, whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws.
摩西的岳父说，你这做得不好，你和这百姓必多疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
17. Moses' father-in-law replied, What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone.
19节，现在你要听我的话，我为你出个主意，愿上帝与你同在。你要替百姓到上帝面前，将案件奏告上帝，又要将律例和法度教训他们，指示他们当行的道，当做的事。
Verse 19, Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God, and bring their disputes to him.Teach them the decrees and laws and how they, the way to live and the duties they are to perform.
21节，并要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏上帝、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。
But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties and tens.
22节，叫他们随时审判百姓，大事都要呈到你这里，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同当此任。
Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you.
你若这样行，上帝也这样吩咐你，你就能受得住。这百姓也都平平安安归回他们的住处。于是摩西听从他岳父的话，按着他所说的去行。
23. If you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied. Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said.
25节，摩西从以色列人中拣选了有才能的人，立他们为百姓的首领，做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长。
He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens.
26节，他们随时审判百姓，有拦断的案件就呈到摩西那里，但各样小事他们自己审判。
They serve as judges for the people at all times, the difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves.
从我们刚刚所念的圣经当中，我们看到人人都需要同工。
From this passage, we can see that we all need co-workers.
我们请下一张那个 PowerPoint 好吗？摩西听从他岳父的话，选立了同工。
Moses listened to his father-in-law and has selected co-workers.
有千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长和十夫长来和他一同负担起管理百姓的重任。
He selected officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens to share the burdens together.
所以摩西的做法就告诉我们，人需要同工。
We can see from Moses' management model that we need co-workers.
有时候我们不想去多管别人的事，也不喜欢别人来管我们。
Sometimes we don't like to bother other people's things, and we don't want other people to bother our ministry.
有时候我们不要同工，也不想有同工。
Sometimes we don't want coworkers. We don't want to have people to bother us.
其实许多事情本来可以做得更好，只因为没有同工，因此成效就不如理想。
But the fact is, a lot of things could be done much better with coworkers. But without coworkers, we cannot truly do it well.
所以摩西他肯找同工，这是他伟大之处。
And this is truly a great virtue of Moses that he is willing to find co-workers to help him.
所以从出埃及记十八章十三节到二十六节这段经文，我们来想，我今天早上要跟大家分享三件事情。
So from this passage, we want to meditate on three things this morning.
第一个就是摩西承认自己的有限。
Number one, Moses acknowledged his own limitation.
因为他的岳父对他说，你这样，你这做得不好，你看这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这事太重，你独自一人办理不了。
Because his father-in-law told him that this is not good, that you cannot do this on your own, that you will be too tired.
承认自己的有限，承认自己做不好，这不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to acknowledge that you limitation to.Acknowledge that you are not doing a good job.
特别是在今天这个世代里面
especially in today's world,
没有人要承认自己是有限的。
No one wants to admit that they're limited.
也没有人要承认自己是做不来的。
And no one wants to say that he cannot do a good job.
不要说一个地位那么高、成就那么大的人，肯当面承认做得不好，是多么不容易。
It's indeed very difficult for someone in that high position to acknowledge that he has limits.
就是要我们这些没有什么成就或一点点小成的人，承认自己做得不好，都是十分困难的。
Even for us normal people, it's very difficult for us to admit that we cannot do a good job.
但是什么时候，当人发现自己有限的时候，他就会觉得他需要同工。
But when a person realizes that he has many limitations, that he will realize that he needs co-workers.
当什么时候人发现自己不能的时候，他就会学习仰望神，倚靠神。
When you realize the things that you cannot do, then that's the time that you learn to depend on God.
第二点我们要想的是，摩西他承认别人能。
And the second point is Moses acknowledged that other people can help him.
在二十二节告诉我们说，叫他们随时可以审判百姓。大事要呈到你这里来，小事他们自己可以审判，这样你就轻省些，他们也可以同当此任。
Verse 22, have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult cases to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you.
肯承认别人有这个能力，肯信任别人也能做得好，肯放手让人去做，这是信任，也是尊重。
Able to acknowledge other people have this capability and willing to trust them that they can do a good job, this is a trust and also a respect.
人很多时候总觉得别人做不来。
We often think that other people cannot do a good job.
特别是当你觉得你非常重要的时候。
Especially when you feel that you are very important.
我们看到在第十五节啊，摩西说他们到我这里来求问神。
Verse 15, Moses said, because these people come to me to see God's will.
好像是说你看我有多么重要。
It's kind of saying that you see how important I am.
又当你觉得你的工作非常重要，除了你没有别人能做或做得好的时候。
Often we think that our job is very important and besides us, no one else can do it.
我们更是会觉得不可一世。
And we feel that we cannot entrust to others.
在十六节说他们有事的时候就到我这里来，我便在两造之间来施行审判，我又叫他们知道神的律例和法度。
Verse 16, whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws.
好像这么重要的事谁可以做呢？
It's such an important task, who else can do it?
除我其谁？
Besides me, there's no one.
但是摩西他既认识到别人也能，于是他立刻的选立了同工。
Moses actually acknowledged that other people can help him, and he immediately selected some co-workers.
是的，神怎样给我们恩赐能力，为什么我们不能相信神同样也会这样恩待别人呢？
Just like God has given us some gifts and ability to serve him, we also should believe that God can also give gifts to others to serve him.
So we放手给别人做吧。
So we need to let other people have opportunity to serve.
免得一个人担当不起。
Otherwise, if you do everything by yourself, you cannot handle that burden.
我能看见我们教会是个很分工合作、团队工作的一个教会。
We can see that our church has a model that people can work together.
我们的教会每一个人的分工非常的细。
Our church, each co-workers have their own area of ministry.
因为大家都是同在做一件荣耀神的事情。
And we are doing this for the glory of God.
所以放心让别人做吧。
So just let other people handle it and let them do it.
因为神同样也会给他足够的恩赐才干，像他给你一样。
Just like God has given us some gifts to serve him, God will also give others to serve him.
So we don't need
to worry if the new deacon can do a good job.
We just need
to pray for them.
Lift
them up to the God's throne.
第三点是摩西肯听人的劝告。
30 is Moses is willing to listen to other people's advice.
在24节说，于是摩西听从他岳父的话，按着他所说的去行。
Verse 24, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said.
肯听取别人意见，这人就能得到同工。
If you're willing to listen to others' advice, you can also have co-workers.
肯听从别人的意见，这人就是蒙福的人。
Be willing to listen to others' advice, you're indeed a blessed man.
所以能听别人的意见是一种美德。
Willing to listen to others' advice is a virtue.
能听别人的劝告是一种谦卑。
And willing to listen to others' advice is indeed a humility.
我想2015年到2016年，我们教会的年度的主题是活像基督。
For 2015 and 2016, the theme for our church ministry is to live like Christ.
腓立比书教导我们当怎样活像基督。
The book of Philippians teaches how to live like Christ.
我们的小组要开始学习腓立比书的信息。
In our small group ministry, we will start studying the book of Philippians.
我们未来讲到也会在这主题上有更多的分享。
Also from the pulpit, there will be many messages on the book of Philippians.
唯一的目的是求主帮助我们更能像他。
We want to ask God to help us to become more like Him.
为了活像基督。
For us to live like Christ.
2015年我们在这里同当此任。
In 2015, let's all share this burden together.
一同领受神圣使命，一起为主摆上。
Let's accept God's commandment and to offering ourselves for the Lord.
为了活像基督。
To live like Christ.
2015年我们在这里同当此任。
Let's all bear this burden together.
一同追求属灵的品格。
See after a spiritual life.
一起在主里面成长
continue to grow in the Lord.
为了活像基督
in order to live like Christ.
2015年我们在这里同当此任
let's all share our burden together.
一同来奋斗永恒的目标
let's work toward our eternal goal.
我们一起来为主做大事
let's do great things for the Lord.
为了活像基督
to live like Christ.
2015年我们在这里同当此任
let's all share our burden together.
一起学习基督的样式
to learn from Jesus,
见证基督
to do witness for Jesus,
并能高举耶稣基督
and to lift up Jesus Christ.
当我们高举耶稣基督的时候
as we lift up our Lord Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督也会高举我们
Jesus will also lift us up.
当我们的教会敬畏耶稣基督的时候
if our church fears the Lord,
我们的教会会因为敬畏而得到那深不可测的祝福
Because of our reverence, God will bless us.
愿所有的同工与弟兄姐妹在2015年新的一年
May all the brothers and sisters in this new year
上帝的慈爱环绕你
To have God's love surround you
耶稣的生命来改变你
To have Jesus' life transform you
圣灵的启示充满你
To have the Spirit's revelation fill you
但以你的信心的心智来坚固你
Daniel's faith to strengthen you.
约翰的见证来开启您。
And John's testimony to enlighten you.
愿全能的天父赐福给你。
May our Almighty God bless us.
让我们同心来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们在天上的父们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你是这样爱我们。
Indeed, you love us so.
你要带领我们经过2015年
You will lead us in 2015
就像主你带领我们经过2014年一样
Just like you have led us through 2014
这个教会是主你的教会
This church is your church, Lord
是奉主的名所建立的教会
The church was built according to your name
神你在这里掌权
Lord, please be a sovereign Lord here
神你在这里带领我们
May you lead us, Lord
所以我们就勇敢地把2015年仰望在主的手中。
We lift out 2015 in your hands, Lord.
让我们紧紧地跟随主你。
Help us to follow you.
让我们同心合意地兴旺福音在这个地方。
Help us to revive the gospel message in here.
祝福在你面前就任今天，在你面前就任新的执事们。
Lord, for those new deacons installed today.
愿他们在你的面前成为你的仆人。
May them be your servants.
忠诚来侍奉你
to serve you faithfully,
以及你的百姓
and your people.
当我们同心侍奉主的时候
as we serve together, Lord,
神你就必在我们当中做那大的事情
we know that you can accomplish great things.
是你曾经应许给所有信靠你的人
that you have promises to all those who believe in you.
我们更恳求主你祝我们教会每一个家庭
and Lord, we ask you to bless every single family in this church.
愿你在新的一年当中给每个家庭新的希望
May you give us new hope in this new year
新的看见
A new revelation
新的能力
New ability
让我们大家同走天路的时候就更能荣耀你
That in this heavenly journey that we can glorify your name
愿一切荣耀都归给你
May all glory be your name
我们将祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求
Pray all this in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
下面是个关怀的奉献。
So at this time.